From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Some refugees who were in Greece this morning now find themselves at the Vatican. Pope Francis brought 12 Syrian refugees back to Rome after a quick visit to the Greek island of Lesbos. Vatican spokesman Federico Lombardi confirmed Saturday that the three Muslim families, including six children, will be housed at the Vatican.
There are three families coming from Syria. Two from Damascus and one from the region where ISIS is. And there are 12 people altogether. Six are minors. And the Pope demonstrates in this way that everyone has to engage himself in find solution or try to help to solution for these situations.
Lombardi said the Vatican will pay for all costs of those who were chosen to fly back with him to Rome. Before departing from Lesbos, Francis was joined by Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew and the Archbishop of Athens, Hieronymus II, in signing a declaration urging the international community to make the protection of migrant lives a priority and to extend temporary asylum to those in need. The three clerics led a minute of silence in front of hundreds of people at the Lesbos port of Mytilene before tossing floral wreaths into the sea in memory of those who perished while trying to reach Europe. Earlier, Pope Francis visited the Moria detention camp in Lesbos. Adults and children broke down in tears at the sprawling fence complex on the Aegean island, pleading for help after their journey to Europe was cut short by an EU decision to seal off a route used by a million people fleeing conflict since early 2015. This is VOA News.